By the way, even at the time of Hanukkah, when the Hellenistic culture was so seductive, I don't think what's called is seducing. What was the thing that was seductive for the Jews was not. I don't think. I mean, I wasn't there, but I don't think it was Greek philosophy. It was the popular culture. It was the games. You know, the there was the games. It was the aesthetic. It was the art. It was. I don't think it was. You know, they read Plato, and they that's why they left. They left Yiddish. Okay. Anyway, where did we go? Yes, so we're in Tosis. The end, like Mishalom. Yeah, Frektos is Tema. The Perikam of the Makis, Mashmu the Beknas, Loiku Mashalim. The Gomer put to the Mayor Rabbon, the Minimon of each plane, the Shechai of the Chavere Messiah. So there's Machlokes near in the Mishnah. The Mayor says that if Adam were made about somebody that is Chai Messiah Zuz and they were Huzum. So the Loiku Mashalim, they get Malkus for Leisana, for the Lav, and they have to, and they're Mashalim because of Kasha Zom, and they have an Oinish Mammon. And the Rabbanim say that look, they're Shosha, you can't have Malkus and Mammon together. So therefore, they pay Mammon and they don't have Malkus. So the Gemara over there says, "Bishlam Rabbanim Kitamayim Mishim Mishachas." So we understand the Rabbanim. That's the din of Teir Shosha. The pasuk of Teir Shosha was said by Adam Zayim. So you can't get Malkus and Mammon. So and which one do you get? You get Mammon. According to Ula, of course you get Mammon. And according to the Rabbi Yechon, that's the Gemara base. But that by Adam Zayim, there's a gili kol yad v'yad that you like that you mishalim v'ino loyka. Eli Rameir my taima. So why? But what about Rameir? Why did he say the Ar Loikum Mishalim? What happened to the pasuk of Teir Shosha? So the Gemara answers, "Gomim Meishishemra, Ma Meishishemish." Gomim Meitzishemah. He learns out from Meitzishemah. By Meitzishemah, Teres is Beferish that he's like Kumshal. Says V'Yisru Aisu, which is Malkus, and he says that he has to pay Chamishin Gesef. So that becomes for a mayor a paradigm that you could be like Kumshal. Aye. So what do you do with that? Becomes for a mayor a paradigm that you could be like Kumshal. Frak the Gemara Ma Meitzishemra Shekain Knas. How can we learn from Meitzishemah? Meitzishemra is a Knas. So how can we have from knas to regular mammon? Our answer is because Rameir Adam Zayim Nami knas. Rameir holds that Adam Zayim also the tashlumin of Adam Zayim is also a knas. So mainly you could learn out from Maitzi. You could learn out from Maitzi Shema. So Taisa says that's the Gemara. So Taisa says Mashmid the Rabbanan loyal finu Maitzi Shema mishum desavi Adam Zayim Mimayna. So Taisa says the pasuk the Mashmois in that Gemara doesn't say this in the Gemara. But Taisa says the simple reading of the Gemara is that that's the nekudas hamachlokes between Rameir and the Rabbanan. And Meir learns from Matzi Shemra because he holds Adam Zayim as a knas. And Rabbanim don't learn from Matzi Shemra because they hold Adam Zayim is Mammon. In which case, it will be Mashma Abba Knosi Alfinu Shapim Matzi Shemra, the Leiku Mishalim. But when it comes to but something that really is knas, the Rabbanim should agree to Meir that then Matzi Shemra is a good model. Matzi Shemra is a model that you have Leiku Mishalim. So Meir says, but there it's only knas. So how can Rameir learn out from Matzi Shema? Says the Gemara, because Rameir holds Adam Zayim is also knas, and therefore you could learn out Adam Zayim from Matzi Shema. And the Rabbanim say no, Adam Zayim is mama, so it's not analogous to Matzi Shema. But what if it really is a knas? The Mashmois would be that we could learn out from Matzi Shema, even according to the Rabbanim. Agamar is talking about knas. We're talking Agamar when it is to steer from the Mishnah Bayas to the Mishnah Malkus. We're talking about knas. How can you be like a Mishalim? How can you pay knas and also be like it? What's the Gemara's kasha in the first place? When it comes to knas, we have a model of Matzi Shema that everybody could subscribe to, that when it comes to knas, you like your mashalim. V'ulu gufei the dochi kochel shnei kam bechaisinara. Ulu himself, who says over here, he's one of the people who responds to this question. Apparently, Ulu holds that it's a good question. The steward, and he has to answer kam bechaisinara, kam bechaisin begeres. So Ulu is one of the subscribers to the Gemara's question over here, and he's the one. He's the one who said over there in Malkus that the reason why Rameir learns out from Adam Zayim is because he holds Adam Zayim is a knas. So we see that it's knas. Can't just say it's machlokes sugyos because we have the same person involved in the sugya over there, involved in the sugya over here. So when I say what Tosfos is going to do. He's going to have to work out a mahalach that the Rabbanon say, "Ein Elokim Mishalem," hold that we're not only by Mammon, but the Knas as well. I mean, that's, we're going to have to see how Tosis is going to do it in various ways. But the bottom line, what Tosis, the simple reading of that Gemara, is the Rabbanon say, "Kedei Rishosi," only by Mammon. But by Knas, we will learn how to make Hashem that you are Elokim Mishalem. That's against our Gemara. So Tosis is going to somehow have to work out his teretz, a terutzim, somehow to justify that when the Rabbanon say, "Ein Elokim Mishalem," they didn't only say it by Mammon. They meant it by Knas as well. Just to point out, there's a Tosis later on the top of Lamed Aleph Beis. Tosis over there is medayik from the Gemara an opposite thing as well. That Reb Meir, who says that you are like the Mishalim, so the Gemara Makkah says Reb Meir holds like the Mishalim because he learns out from Moshe Shema because he holds Edom Zoyim is a Knas. So one might think that maybe Reb Meir, who says that you are like the Mishalim, that's also only by Knas, but by Mammon, maybe Reb Meir would agree to the Rabbanon that you're not like the Mishalim. So Tosis on the top of Lamed Aleph Beis is medayik from the Gemara over there that it's not so. Reb Meir, who holds that you are like a Mishalim, holds it not only by Knas but by Mammon as well. In other words, the bottom line is, and Tosis explains that, because one, since the Pasuk of Tereshosi is talking about, since Rameir can't learn, since the Pasuk of Tereshosi is talking about Edom Zoyim, and Edom Zoyim is a Knas, so it can't mean that you're really not like a Mishalim, because by Knas he learns after Moshe Shema that you are like a Mishalim. So he has to be Mafkir the Pasuk of Moshe Shema from that, he has to be Mafkir the Pasuk of Tereshosi from that Mashos. He has to be moitzied from that, the plain sense of their shows that you're not like a mishalim. Point to Mary, that can't be. It's a pasuk bein zoyim, bein zoyim is a knas. Once the pasuk doesn't mean that you're not like a mishalim, so that's not what it means anywhere. And really, there's no pasuk about any like a mishalim, and a mayor holds that in general you are like a mishalim. That's the basic gist of that tesis. A kaponim, I just want to point out, putting the two tesis in together, that the bottom line is, based on Agamor, based on the Gemara over there, that neither a mayor nor the rabbanon, halacha lemaisa, are mechal pi mom and a knas. Reb Meir, who holds that you are like a Mishalim, holds away both by Knas and by Mammon. The Rabbanon who say that you're not like a Mishalim, they hold that way also both by Knas and by Mammon. That's what Tosis in both places is contending with. This plain sense, you just look at the Gemara in Makkos, it sounds like that the Machlokes is only what is Edom Zoyim? Is Edom Zoyim a Knas? Is Edom Zoyim a Mammon? If it's a Knas, it's like Moshe Shema. If it's not a Knas, then it's not like Moshe Shema. It would sound like, if you only read that Gemara, that the Rabbanon and the Rameir, they both agree that by Knas you're like a Mishalim, and by Mammon you're not like a Mishalim. The Machlokes is only what is Edom Zoyim. From our Gemara, it comes out that none of that is true. The Machlokes and the Rabbanon is a general Machlokes all over. Rameir holds you like a Mishalim all over, both by Mammon and by Knas, and the Rabbanon say you're not like a Mishalim all over, both by Mammon and by Knas, and the two Tosfos are dealing with how to reconcile that with the Gemara and Makkos. That's our Tosfos is talking on the Rabbanon side, the Tosfos there in Lamed Aleph is talking on the Rameir side. So Tosis answers. First he says, "V'lekelimar." Maybe you can say it there. Maybe. Well, "V'lekelimar." You can't say to me, "Boishes ubgam shem mamon parach." Maybe the Gemara's question in our Gemara was the steer between the two Mishnayos. Maybe it was never from Knas. Maybe when it comes to Knas, it's not no problem because by Knas, l'kuli alma, you are like a Mishalim. Maybe the Gemara's steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Ksuvos was only from Boishes and Begam. Because Boishes Umgam is not Knas, that's a regular Mammon. And that's the theory. How can the Mishnah Malka say that you like a Bala Chosoi? What happened to Boishes Umgam? The Boishes Umgam is Mammon. Maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara. So Tosis says that can't be Pshat in the Gemara. Dami the Mishani Kamba Chosoi Begeris, Mashma the Lab and Boishes Umgam Porachtim, Kenley Havi Mishani Midi. The Gemara asked, "Ain't a loyka mishalim." What was the Gemara's answer? "Amu ulo kan b'chayis nara kan b'chayis begeres." How did that question even begin? If the question lechatchilu was from Boishes of Gam, the ulo hasn't even begun to answer the question. You see from the fact that ulo's response is kan b'chayis nara kan b'chayis begeres that the question lechatchilu was a question about knas. Then the Gemara in the hemshich of the sugya, then the Gemara asks, "But what about Boishes of Gam?" But it's not. That's a separate question. But the original question from ulo's answer, you see that the original question was a question about. Was a question about Knas. The Mashal connects us to the Tosfos before. That Tosfos said that also said that the original question was a question only about Knas. And the answer was a Kam Bachisanari, Kam Bachisa Begaris. And Tosfos before said, that's a double pulsion. It's not even a question. Obviously, there's a difference between a Chisanari and a. Remember the top Tosfos? What was the worst kasha in the first place? It's obvious that not in every case do you have knas. By a Be'ulah there's no knas, by a Begeris there's no knas. What was the Gemara's question altogether? So Taisa answered the Gemara's question was never in the Mishnah in Ksuvos, and the Mishnah in Malkus. The Gemara's question was on our Mishnah. That was the top Taisus. So the Mashal explains that it's connected to this Taisus. If the Gemara's question L'chatchila had been from Boishu Subkam, then that's really a question that's a complicated question. It's not self-evident what the answer is. That she's a Yesoima and a Mufuta, that's not so self-evident. The Gemara could have asked that as a question. But Taisus says the Mashal, but Taisus, just like by us, Taisus assumed that the Gemara's question initially was never from Boishu Subkam. The Gemara's question was from Knas. That's what Ula answered. Ula only answered Knas. He didn't even begin to address the issue of Boishu Subkam. Apparently the question of L'chatchila was from Knas and not from Boishu Subkam. So that's what the top Taisus. If the question of L'chatchila was from Knas, so isn't the answer obvious? And Taisus in the Chinami, as far as the Mishnah Malkus is concerned, it is obvious, but the Gemara didn't know. But the Chiddush was an Amishnah because the Gemara thought that you're like Be'ena Mishal. Anyway, Taisus, I don't have to repeat right now. But Akoponim, so that's the problem. The Gemara's question is not from Boishu Subkam, at least not L'chatchila. We ask about Boishu Subkam also, but the Gemara's first question was from Knas. Why is that a question? By Knas, you ought to be like a Mishal. So Taisus answers, since the Rabban holds Eidim Zoyimim is not a Knas. It starts off that the Rabban holds that Eidim Zoyimim is Mammon. And therefore, it's not analogous to Meitzi Shemra, and Meitzi Shemra can't affect the Pshat and Kedera Shosei. And therefore, the Pshat and Kedera Shosei becomes that you're not Leikum Mishalim. Ela ain't Leikum Mishalim if Kedera Shosei. But now, the Hashta is to Lemelech Bechol Duchtim Eidim Zoimimim, Beleimim Meitzi Shemra. But now that we have a Pasuk of Kedera Shosei, and the Pasuk of Kedera Shosei means that Ein Leikum Mishalim, if Eidim Zoimim itself had been a Knas, so Meitzi Shemra would tell me, don't interpret Kedera Shosei to mean Malchus and Mammon. Because by Knas it doesn't make sense. But now that Meitzi Shemra is Mammon, so I don't learn, and Meitzi Shemra can't tell me how to interpret the Pasuk of Kedera Shosli. And Kedera Shosli therefore means that Ein Elokim Mishalim. Now that I have such a Pasuk, so now I learn out from there that everywhere you're not Elokim Mishalim, even by cases of Knas. Why? The Chol Malkis Yalfinu Mimalkis Deinim Zoyimim, the Somach Lilav Dechassim, the Barmi Akenu, Beilim Miksub. The whole concept that by on a lab you get Malkis, where do we know it from? The Torah doesn't say anywhere that at every lab you get Malkis. We learn out because it says Avraham Yakenu, and the next pasuk is Leisachsim Shor B'Dishoy, which is a lav. We learn out from there that in any lav that's dumya to lav the chasima, you get malchus. So the pasuk of Avraham Yakenu, the pasuk of Eidim Zoyimim, is the source. That's the font and origin of malchus and lavman in general. Ulefisha mafurish be malchus, and since Yafina kulu lavi to lev the lehevi dumya to lav the chasima the samachle, since it says malchus by Eidim Zoyimim. And it says like Sachsoim, so you learn out from there that for every lav you get Malkus. So every Malkus in the world is learned out from Eidim Zoyimim. V'chehechid Eidim Zoyimim ein Leikum Mishalim b'cholinim ben b'mamim ben b'knas. And since by Eidim Zoyimim itself you're not Leikum Mishalim ben b'mamim ben b'knas, the Mikra Molei Dibra Akosuv, because the Torah says b'feirish k'dei rishosim shemusha achas atan l'chayvay. And the pasuk of k'dei rishosim means not only in cases of mamim, where the, like by the tashlumin of Eidim Zoyimim itself, but afilin is chayev knas. But Kedera Shosei by Eidim Zoyimim itself means that you're not like a Mishalim even at Tashlumin of Knas. How do you have Tashlumin of Knas by Eidim Zoyimim? Eidim Zoyimim is the Chumamun. So Taisus explains, Kigoyin Shebishoshe Ivu, Tovcho Amochu Shosho Gneva, Heimo Yachem Bishvilim. If at the time they were saying Eidus, they also were generating a Chiyah Knas, while they were saying Eidus and Basedin, they were Shechting a Shor that was Gonov. Or if that's a little bit far fetched, they sent the Shliach to Shechta a Shor that was Gonov at the exact same time. So chrami bechol malchus, so too by all malchus. So what does it say in this Taisus? Taisus says the Ma'ariv Chiddush. First of all, Taisus says, he said like this. First of all, Taisus has an interesting Chiddush. I always thought that Kedera Shosei is talking about the chiyuvim of Eidim Zoyimim itself, the malchus of Eidim Zoyimim of Lisana, and the moment of Eidim Zoyimim of Asis Lekasha Zoyimim Lasis Laochiv, the chiyuvim that come out of the Haggadah Eidus itself. Which, according to Rabban, are only chiyuvim mamon, malchus and mamon, no knas. But Taisus here, and it says that's not so. The pasuk of Kedera Shosei, mikra moli dibra kosuv. It includes also cases where while he's saying the edus, he's also triggering some other chiyuvim mamon. He's kareh shirayim at the same time. He's tevei chomoicher at the same time. That also goes into the pasuk of Kedera Shosei. So therefore, says Taisus, The pasuk of Derech Shosai really embraces cases of Malkus and Mammon, of course, like Hashazama, but it also includes cases of Malkus and Knas. He's saying Eidus, and at the same time that he's saying Eidus, an Eidus of Malkus, let's say an Eidus of Ben Gushim and Chalutzu, that plainly is Chayat Malkus, he's saying an Eidus of Malkus, and at the same time, he's being Terveach HaMeicher, and that also goes into Kedera Shosai. So compared to Kedera Shosai, the pasuk both of Malkus and Mammon, as well as Malkus and Knas. So therefore, it says Taisvis, since the Rabban hold that Ein Zoymimim, according to Ramban, Ein Zoymimim is fundamentally a Knas. Since Ein Zoymimim is fundamentally a Knas, so it's similar to Moshe Shema. So Moshe Shema tells me that Kedera Shosai can't get off the ground. There can't be a drasha of Kedera Shosai, because we see by Moshe Shema that Malkus and Knas are compatible. So it must be that Kedera Shosai doesn't mean Malkus and Mammon. What does Kedera Shosai mean? It means something else. The Gemara says there on Lamed Zayin. It means Misu Malkus, according to Rameir. But it can't mean Malkus and Mammon, because by Ein Zoymim itself, it's Malkus and Knas. And Malkus and Knas, Moshe Shema tells me, are compatible things. So therefore, according to Rameir, like the drosh of Kedera Shosai, like throttled in the cradle. Never starts. There's never a drosh of Kedera Shosai. And that's what Tosh says on Lamed Dalet. That once there's no drosha of Kedera Shosai according to a mayor, then there's no drosha of Kedera Shosai ever. Not only by Knas, but not even by Mammon. That's where a mayor holds. Just no din of Kedera Shosai by Malkus and Mammon. And you loiku mashalim, you mashalim Mammon, you mashalim Knas. Because your mayor, he choked the drosha of Kedera Shosai, and it's in before it ever started. But according to Rabbanon, Eidim Zoymimim fundamentally is Mammon. It's not like Motzi Shemra. Since Eidim Zoymimim is fundamentally Mammon, so the drosha of Kedera Shosai gets started. Moshe Shema doesn't tell me not to darshan it, because Moshe Shema is Knas, and here Eidim Zoymim is Mammon. So the drosha of Eidim Zoymim is Mammon. So now I have a drosha of Kedera Shosai. It's able to get off the ground, the drosha of Kedera Shosai. But once there's a drosha of Kedera Shosai, so the drosha of Kedera Shosai includes cases of Knas. How can Kedera Shosai include cases of Knas? Where it was Tevei HaMoicher at the same time that it was saying the Eidus. So Mimela, now already Kedera Shosai means not only that you like a Mishalim Mammon, but it means that you're not like a Mishalim Mammon, but it also means that you're not like a Mishalim Knas. I have a Moshe Shema, you are. So Moshe Shema you are, but by Eidim Zayim you're not. And now when it comes to Kala Terakula, and I want to know what's in Kala Terakula, are you like a Mishalim like by Moshe Shema, or are you not like a Mishalim like by Eidim Zayim? Since Eidim Zayim takes priority, because Eidim Zayim is the source of Malkus everywhere, because the Pasuk, this is the Pasuk of Malkus in Kala Terakula. So Mele Eidim Zoymim, the drosha from Eidim Zoymim beats the drosha from Moshe Shema. That kind of thesis, very complicated thesis, like a whole apparatus over here. I don't entirely understand it. You know, the bottom line comes out according to thesis, is that when the Torah says Kedera Shosai, Ben Ramer, Ben Rabbanon, when the Torah says Kedera Shosai, it really includes cases both of Mammon and Knas. According to the Rabbanon, Kedera Shosai includes cases of Mammon. For example, Eidon of Ish Plain is Shuchayev Mammon. That's a case of Malkus and Mammon, because the Rabbanon hold Eidim Zoymim is Mammon. So it includes cases of Malkus and Mammon. But Kedera Shosai also includes cases of Malkus and Knas. While they were saying Eidus, they were being Tevech. They were being Tevech, Shor of Nebel. Conversely, according to Rebbeir, Kedera Shosai also includes cases of Knas and Mammon. What's the case of Knas? Yidim Mammon Bishlaim Shuchayev Mammon Shuchayev Masayim Zuz. According to Rebbeir, that's Knas. The name is a Knas. So the Pasuk Kedera Shosai is a case of Malkus and Knas, but it's also a case of Malkus and Mammon. What would be a case of Malkus and Mammon according to Rebbeir? Kedera Shosai, we've been referring to Malkus and Mammon. They said that they were Me'idim on the beach plainly, they were saying about somebody that is Me'idim on the beach plainly, Shulchayev Malkus, let's say. And at the same time, while they're being made, and the fellow that is Chayev Malkus, they were smashing somebody's window. So it's Malkus and Mammon. So Ben there Meir, Ben there Abonon, you have Kedera Shosai includes both cases of Knas and cases of Mammon. So why doesn't we're saying Malkus at some point to Meir, Edom's Mammon, is Knas rather, you could learn it out from Moshe Shema. And according to the Rabbanon, Eidim Zoymim is Mammon, and therefore you can't learn it out from Moshe Shemra. Eidim Zoymim, both according to Meir and according to Rabbanon, includes Mikra Mola Dibra Kosov. Eidim Zoymim, Kedera Shosai of Eidim Zoymim includes cases where he's being made it includes cases of mammon, and it includes cases of knas. So how come according to the Rabbanan somehow I could dash in Teir Shosai and Ma'at, and according to the Rameir I can't dash in Teir Shosai? Once you allow the Teir Shosai is not only referring to Chiyuvim that come out of the Eidus itself, but it also includes Chiyuvim that come out of, you know, while he was saying the Eidus, he was being busy being Teveh Chashar, or he was busy breaking somebody's window. You allow that in to Teir Shosai. So now Teir Shosai is like not, it's not determinate. It could be Malkus, it could be Mammon, depending. So it's very strange. I'm not so sure how does after Tosis muddied the waters like that, you know, he lets Kleir Shosai include other things that he's doing with the Bishas Tagoda Seidus. So then I don't understand so much why according to Rameir is what does that have to do with Rameir in the Rabbanan anymore? Like, who cares if Eidim Zayim is Mammon or if Eidim Zayim is Knas? The Pasuk Kleir Shosai of Eidim Zayim could refers both to Mammon and to Knas. Eidim Zayim itself, the moment of Eidim Zayim itself is either moment or knas, but you could have other Kner Shos, you could have other things that he's doing at the same time that also could be moment or knas. Mele, the mikramole of Kner Shos, the fullness of Kner Shos is both cases of knas and cases of moment. So what sense now is the Gemara and Malkus are both together? Who cares if Eidim Zayim is knas? But Kner Shos also includes when he's breaking the window. Who cares if Eidim Zayim is moment? But Kner Shos also includes when he's being Tevech HaShar Agonov. Somehow, I guess you have to say, I don't know, it doesn't feel good to me. Somehow you have to say that even though Kedera Shosei also includes, like Mikra Molik Dibra Gossip, it also includes extraneous kinds of Chiyuve Momen, but its primary meaning is the Momen that comes out of the Eidus itself. And therefore, if the Momen that comes out of the Eidus itself is Knas, like Remeir, then, you know, that would be that would be directly against Matzah Shemra, and therefore Matzah Shemra comes in and says, no, don't make that drosh in the first place. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, the primary meaning of Kedera Shosai is Mammon, because the Eidus of Mammon, because the Chi of Mammon of Eidim Zayim, and from the Eidus itself, they hold is Mammon, and therefore Matzah Shemra is not able to stop the Drasha from happening. And then once the Drasha has happened, you know, like we created a monster, you know, once the Drasha happens, Matzah Shemra can't get involved, because this is a Pasuk about Mammon. You know, the primary meaning of the Pasuk is that's Mammon. So Matzah Shemra has nothing to say. And then once that pasuk becomes a drasha, once that drasha becomes a reality, then all of a sudden it starts to include cases where it's tevech and ba'echer, and then it really is directly against Matzah Shemra. But now it's too late. Now we have the drasha, and now it's head on head. Now we just have these two drashas, and now we have to decide where we're going to learn out to call it Torah Kula, and Eidim Zayim comes first. And it's very strange to me. That just doesn't sit right. I think maybe this, I have some chisor and yediyah here, but. Any there. It's interesting. The Tosis and Makis, and the Tosis are asked by us when he talks through this. They don't have this whole thing about being Tevech and Mecher at the same time. They just say that according to Rabbanon, Eidim Zayimim is Mammon, and therefore we dash in Teir Shosai, and Hashem has nothing to say to it. But once there's a drasha of Kedera Shosai, by Arbom Yakenu, it says Kedera Shosai, and Arbom Yakenu is a source from Malkus and Kala Torah Kula. So mainly in Kala Torah Kula, you're getting Malkus in Kala Torah Kula, you're getting Malkus. Whatever you do a lot, you're getting Malkus from the Pasuk of Arbom Yakenu. And in Arbom Yakenu, it says Kedera Shosai. So even though in context it means Mammon, but the Mice, it says Kedera Shosai. So you can't learn out Malkus and Kala Torah Kula that you should be like Kumashal. It's a very different connection. Also, not so clear to me exactly how it works, but they ignore this extra step in Taisus. They just say, you know, the Pasuk of Deir Shosai Kilu, they're learning, it's not talking about what he did while he was saying Eidus. While he was saying Eidus, he wasn't being Tadech HaMoicher, he wasn't breaking any windows, he was just sitting in Basin saying Eidus. And according to Rabban, that's Mammon. It's Malkus and Mammon, it's not Knas. So how do we learn out from here to Kala Tarku that in the Lekum Shalom even by Knas? Says Taisus and Malkus, says the Taisus and Rosh. Since bottom line, Chiyuv Malkus and Kol HaTorah Kula is learned out from the Pasuk of Rabbi Yekhenu that says by Eidim Zayimim. And by Eidim Zayimim you can't get Malkus and Mammon, meaning Mammon of Eidim Zayimim, which is Mammon. But by Eidim Zayimim itself you can't get Malkus and Mammon. And since that Malkus is the source for Malkus and Kol HaTorah Kula, so Mele in Kol HaTorah Kula, I guess it's a kind of, you know, dial of Mammon that didn't lias Kenoldim. Since the whole source of Malkus, you only get Malkus when there's no Chiyuv Mammon, but it'll be a chi of mammon, then you won't get malchus. So in kol ha'tar kulo, you can't get malchus if there's any chi of mammon at all, even a chi of knas. It's also not so clear like how that works. You know, Bayim Zayim itself, yes, that's true. Bayim Zayim itself, there's no chi, there's no zayin aloikum mashallah, but only when it's mammon, not when it's knas. How do you extrapolate from there to cases of knas? So presumably that's why Tosfos adds this extra ingredient. And no, even by Edom Zayim itself, there's a mikra mola dibra kosov that we're envisioning. The pasuk includes a case when it says Kedera Shosai, it includes a case where while he was saying Edom Zayim, he also brought a cow into Beistin and he shechted the cow while he was saying the Eidos, and that's also part of the pasuk. So mimele, and that could be knas because it's tovachamocha. So it includes a case of mona as well. Kedera Shosai includes cases of knas. Yeah, comments. I don't understand that. The same way it includes. No, once you say that he could have brought into Beistin, you know, a cow that he shechted, so he also could have brought into Beistin, you know, somebody's windshield and he smashed it in Beistin. So what that means, so then your whole Kedera Shosai now got unhinged. Now Kedera Shosai has Malkus and Mammon, whatever you want, you could put in Kedera Shosai. So what in the world is, so why, what are men and their abundant arguing about? Is Edom Zayim a Knas, Edom Zayim is Mammon? Who cares? But Kedera Shosai is Mikra Moli, it includes whatever you want. All kinds of Chiyum and Mammon go into the mix of Kedera Shosai. So who cares if Edom Zayim itself is Knas and Mammon? Somehow Kedera Shosai, you have to say, but it's like strange to me, that Kedera Shosai has like different circles of meaning. Like the inner circle of meaning is the moment of the Edom Zayim itself. That's like the primary meaning. And if that doesn't jive with Mitzvah Shemra, then you can't dash in the Pasuk at all. But if that's Knas, like Rameir holds, excuse me, according to Rameir, Edom Zayim itself, the moment of Edom Zayim itself is Knas. So Matzah Shema tells me that's not an allowable drasha. It's going to be against Matzah Shema. We don't dash in it. Period. Now we don't dash in it. According to Rabban, we could dash in it because it's not like Matzah Shema. It's moment. And once we dash in it, so now all of a sudden, now we have a drasha Kedera Shosai and Mikra Moli Dibra Kosov. Now it becomes bigger than it, and now it already, you know, is able to go against Matzah Shema to be not like Matzah Shema. Yeah, so we shouldn't. I don't know. My hargosh is that I'm missing some information, but I don't know what it might be. Let's see if I have to entice this. Eight years before, another mahal. Rabban Nami Matsasari Eidim Zayim Mknosa. The Gemara Mak has never said what the Rabban holds. The Gemara says Rameir holds Eidim Zayim Mknosa. Doesn't say what the Rabban holds. Maybe Rabban also holds Eidim Zayim Mknas. Mikomokam Leafinim Machishema. Shim the Chteir Shosim Mashma Bimaman Malkus. Well, Rameir, Mishim Binyanav, the Machishema, Muki Chteir Shosim, Limisu Malkus, Mapik Levi Mashmuse. Taisa says, maybe it's different from Shatan and Gemara and Malkus altogether. Again, it doesn't say explicitly in the Gemara and Malkus that Rameir and the Rabbanan are arguing is Edom Zayim Knas or is Edom Zayim Mammon. Rameir says that Kedera Shosai does not mean Misa Eino Loiku Mashalim. You Loiku Mashalim. I says Kedera Shosai. Says Rameir, no, I think the Mitzvah Shemra tells me not to dash in this, not to learn Kedera Shosai, to limit Kedera Shosai, to limit it to Misa and Malkus, but not to Malkus and Mammon. But Shishema tells me not to dash in Kedera Shosai Lagavi Malkus and Mammon. For Ektemara, Mitzvah Shema is not analogous. It's a knas. So Rameir says, Edom Zayim is also a knas. To which the Rabbanon agree. Rabbanon also agree that Edom Zayim is a knas. But the Rabbanon say, but the drush of Kedera Shosai is so strong that I have to just ignore Mitzvah Shema and treat Mitzvah Shema as an exception to the rule and dash in Kedera Shosai to include knas. And then, of course, once Kedera Shosai includes knas, so now when it comes to Kolot Tarkulu, which one should I compare it to? Should I compare it to Mitzvah Shem where you are like a Mishalim? Or should I compare it to Eidim Zayim where you're not like a Mishalim? Well, that Tosfos said before, since Mitzvah Shem is the source for Malkus everywhere, so I'm going to compare everything else to Mitzvah Shem. I'm not going to compare it to Mitzvah Shem. I'm going to compare everything else to Eidim Zayim. I'm not going to compare it to Mitzvah Shem. A third answer, says Tosfos, Inami, time of the Rabbonim, can refarish B'Yishalmi, Shem, the Mitzvah Shem, Chidushu, the deeper grade of Mechayev, Afakat, and the Yishalmi has a different reason altogether why the Rabbonim don't learn out from Mitzvah Shema. Not because Mitzvah Shema is a knas, but rather because Mitzvah Shema is a chiddush in another way. So because Tosfos has several mahachim that the Rabbanan could also hold Eidim Zayim as a knas. Tosfos has three tirutzim for the kasha, for the original question that Tosfos had. How can the Rabbanan say in Aleikum Mishalim by Knas in his own Mizmomen a Knas we should learn out from Mitzvah Shemra? So Tosfos says three terutzim. Terutz number one is Mikra Moli Dibra Kosov. Yes, Mitzvah Shemra is Momen, But now that I accept the drosha for their shosha, so mikra moli dibra hakosav, and it includes cases where he brought a cow to Basin and he was teveichit, and he was teveichit, and that goes also to the drosha of their shosha. That was teretz number one, mikra moli dibra hakosav. Teretz number two in Tosfos is that the rabban all edim zayim is a knas, but the drosha of their shosha is so strong that it tells me that even though it's a knas, you're not like a mishalim and ignore matzishem, and matzishem becomes an exception. And answer number three is again that Moshe Shem is a knas. Rabbanu also hold Moshe Shem is a knas, and we don't learn that from. Excuse me, that Eidim Zayim is a knas. So if it's a knas, let's learn that from Moshe Shem that you are like a mishalim, and let's squelch the drasha of Kedayr Shasai. So he says, no, Moshe Shem is exceptional in other ways. It's a chiddush in other ways because it's a loyavid ma'isa. Chayim mashma lekamon da filu Eidim Zayim knasa and like a mishalim knas. He says a right to the last two three weeks. That the Rabbanu Kol Eidim Zayim is a knas, and nonetheless you're not like a mishalim. What's the raya? The Omar, the Gemara says later, or the Rabbah, the Omar, the Meir Chiddush Shechitcha Torah b'knas, Masnisim b'may mukumlo. By my lo mukumlo, Rabbi Kiva, the Shvili, Perikam, the Omakam, Eidim Zayim, Knosu, the Lidei Lo Yishamin, the Slei Meisim Mishalim. The Mashim, the Ain't Shum Tan, the Zayim, the Loike Mishalim, El Rameir Luchudeh. The Tosu here is very makas, you have to really know the Gemara later on to understand what Tosu is talking about. The Gemara later on goes, it says like this, let's see if I remember. We had a Sarv Tagama, we have a steer between the two Mishnayas. So we have Ulu's answer, that Kan B'chais and Nara Kan B'chais of Egeris. Because your Ula holds that your Mishalim ain't like. We have Rabbi Yochanan's answer, Kan Sh'yesuba, Kan Sh'lo Yesuba. Rabbi Yochanan holds that your Lekiv ain't a Mishalim, but only B'meiz and not B'shagir. So if there was no Hasra, then you'll be Mishalim. If there was Hasra, then your Lekiv ain't a Mishalim. Reish Lakish has a third answer. Reish Lakish holds that Reish Lakish says, we didn't do this yet anymore. Reish Lakish says that neither of the above are true. Ula's wrong. You're not Mishalim and Eloki. You're Eloki and Mishalim. And Rav Yechon is wrong. It doesn't matter if there was a Hasra, there was no Hasra. Reish Lakish holds that Malkus Patas Moment, even if it was Malkus B'Shoigig. Just like Misa, even B'Shoigig Patas, because of Tanu Vecheskia. So Reish Lakish holds the same thing is true by Malkus. Malkus B'Shoigig, Achiv of Malkus B'Shoigig also Patas from Moment. So according to Reish Lakish, we have no way out of the stira. How do you ever have a case of knas? How do you ever pay knas by a chaisa? It's always malchus, even if there's no astro, but it's malchus b'shoigig. Malchus b'shoigig also patters. So the Gemara answers that the mission is going like a mayor, the like a mishalim. That's Reish Lakish's answer. The mission is going like a mayor, the like a mishalim. So the Gemara asks, if you like the point of mayor, the like a mishalim, so the lechayra who had in the yemesu mishalim. So why does the Mishnah say that by bito you potter from knas? Because it's chayv misas based on. So our answer is not there. That you're like a mishalim. He doesn't hold from teir shosa. He holds you are like a mishalim, but he agrees to lo yosin. Misa does potter even according to a mayor. Okay, that's the. Then the Gemara brings a brisa in which a mayor is mechadish. Well, sorry, what the Gemara means over there, but what the Brisa means. The Gemara brings the Brisa means. The Gemara brings the Brisa in which Rav Meir said, that if somebody was gone of a Tavach B'Shabbos, so he pays the Aleph Ahed. He was Tavach on Shabbos. Pays the Aleph Hei. Why does he pay the Aleph Hei? It's Chayv Misa. Should be Kimmel to the Rabbanei. So no question. Tell him your Rameir agrees that you're not that Mesum, that you're not Mesum. That Rameir doesn't hold from Teir Shosah, but he does hold from Lo Yosin. Rameir agrees that Misa does Pater for a moment. The Gemara quotes a Brisa, which Rameir says that if you Teveich on Shabbos, you Chayv the Aleph Hei. And why didn't the Misa Pater for a moment? It says the Gemara Anuya side. The Rameir holds that by Knas, since Knas is a Chush, Misa doesn't pater from Knas. Misa does not pater from Knas. Misa paters from moment. That's Lo Yosin. Mevlod, this is moment. Misa paters from moment. But Misa does not pater from Knas. Malkus, apparently, Rameir holds. Right, I'm not going to say. So by Malkus, Rameir holds you like a Mishalim, both by Misa and by Knas. By Misa, You don't pay mamon, but you do pay knas. That's a mayor. So the Gemara asks, that's a rubber look. So that's pastor's pshat in that brisa. That's what the brisa says. So mayor, I should put this up on the board, but I don't have a marker. Again, the brisa says, it's like a new discussion. We'll go over it again. Maybe you should be writing it down, because I can't put it up on the board. Maybe you should mark it down, the Rashi Prokem. We have in the Gemara three answers to reconcile our Mishnah. We have Rav Ullah, Kaim Achayis and Ar, Kaim Achayis of the Geras. Then we have Rav Yochanan, that the Kach Yisubay, Kach Shalai Yisubay. Then we have Rish Lakish, who says, no, none of the above is true. Can't say, Malchus always Pathas Momen, even Malchus Beshoyi Pathas Momen, none of those answers work. The answer is the Mishnah is going like a man. End of topic. End of discussion. Then we do topic. More quotes of Brisa, which our mayor says that if you're Tevech on Shabbos, you have to pay. You chayav dalav mei. In fact, why are you chayav dalav mei? Because kimeli d'rabbi, lo yosin. Even our mayor, who holds that by Malchus is no, but that you're loikim shalom, that Malchus doesn't patter for a moment, our mayor agrees that Misa does patter for a moment. So Tevech amocha b'Shabbos chiyav Misa. Why does she patter for a moment? So why are you chayav dalav mei? So my has various answers how to answer that. He was talking about Tevech Ali De'acher, Ali De'Shliach, different answers how to get by. But Rava answers that it's a knas, and Rameir holds that knas is special. You have a Misa doesn't pat the knas. It pats the Mevlod this moment, but it doesn't pat from knas. So the Gemara asks, according to Rava, if you're going to hold like Rava and you're going to hold like Rish Lakish, then how are you going to work out the Mishnah? The Mishnah is going like a mayor. Rosh Lakish is the Mishnah is going like a mayor. But the Mishnah says that by Bita you don't have to pay knas. And Rava says that according to a mayor, Misa doesn't pater from knas. So how's Rava? What's Rava going to do with the Mishnah? So the Gemara says in Echadami, Rava is not going to be able to answer the Mishnah like Rosh Lakish. He's going to have to answer the Mishnah like Rav Yochanan. Maybe like, ooh, I don't. It says he's going to answer the Mishnah like Rav Yochanan. You can't buy into. That's what the Gemara is saying. You can't accept Rosh Lakish and Rava together. Because the Mishnah is not going to work. Rish Lakish's answer for the Mishnah was that the Mishnah is a mayor who holds like Shalom. That's the answer. The Mishnah steer between Amishnah and the Mishnah in Malchus is that it's going like a mayor that you like him with Shalom. So Amishnah says you pay Knas, and the Mishnah in Malchus says you have Malchus. Not a steer, it's your mayor. You get both. Both things are true. You have the Knas and you have the Malchus. But it says in the Mishnah that by Bito you don't pay Malchus, because that's where he misses based in. He misses based in Patus. But if the Mishnah is a mayor, and Rava says that according to a mayor, Misa does not pater from Knas, so it breaks down. So that's the Gemara. So you're right, according to Rava, there's no way to reconcile the. You can't have Rava and Rish Lakish too. If you want to go like Rava, then you have to reject Rish Lakish and you have to go back to one of the earlier teretz in the Gemara, let's say Rav Yochanan, that Kan Shehisrubay, Kan Shalay Hisrubay. That's the Shukla Gemara. So now Taisus has a deal. Rameir's two shittas are not related to each other. Rameir is one shittah that you like a mishalim. That's what we're doing. That's what our Tosfos is doing. Gemara Makkos, since Rameir holds it, and his name is a knas, so he learns out from Mitzvah Shemra that you are like a mishalim, and he doesn't dash in Kedera Shosso. That's one shittah Rameir, that Kedera Shosso, we don't dash in Kedera Shosso for Makkos and Mammon. Rameir happens to have another shittah, just Rameir's own baggage, nothing really to do. That Misa, even though Misa pat is Mammon, but it doesn't pat from knas. But these are fundamentally two unrelated issues. So, for example, and the pastor says the reason why Rameir says that loikum mishalom is because he holds Edim Zayim is a knas. Any other Tana who we could come up with who also holds that Edim Zayim is a knas will also lechayra hold that you're loikum mishalom, and he won't have the baggage of having to hold that by that Misa doesn't pat the knas, because that's just Rameir's other shita that has nothing to do. So, Rabbi Kiva, for example, we know that Rabbi Kiva holds Edim Zayim is a knas. And if Eitzayim is a knas, then Lechaira has to be like a mishalim, because we'll learn out from Mitzvah Shem that you're like a mishalim. And Rabbi Kiva doesn't come with any baggage. Rabbi Kiva doesn't have this other shita, you know, that if you Tavech on Shabbos, you have to pay because Misa doesn't pater for knas. Rabbi Kiva never said that. That's Rabbi Meir's other chiddush. So therefore, when the Gemara is saying, who's Rabbi going to, when the Gemara over there says, how can Rabbi learn the Mishnah? Rish Lakish teretz, and the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi, Rabbi Meir holds that Misa doesn't pater knas, so it's not going to work by Bitoy. And we said, no, you're right, Rabbi can't have Rish Lakish's teretz. Why didn't the Gemara say no? Rabbi will say the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva doesn't have the business about the, you know, Rabbi Kiva doesn't have this extra shita that Misa doesn't pater knas. And Rabbi Kiva holds that Eidim Zoyim is Knas. Now we know from the Gemara in Malkus, Rabbi Kiva happens all Eidim Zoyim is Knas. And if Eidim Zoyim is a Knas, we can learn after much Hashem that you like him as Shalom. And Melu could answer the Mishnah 2 Mishnahis, Al Derech Eishlokish. Eishlokish said it's Rabbi Meir. It doesn't have to be Rabbi Meir or Meir, it could be Rabbi Kiva. It's the same effect. Same bag for the buck. The reason why Rabbi Meir holds like him as Shalom, because he holds Eidim Zoyim is a Knas. Rabbi Kiva happens to also hold Eidim Zoyim is a Knas. So we could say, like Eishlokish, the Mishnah goes, we won't call it Rabbi Meir, we'll call it Rabbi Akiva. That we won't have the problem about Bitoy, because that was just Rabbi Meir's other interesting shita, but Rabbi Kiva doesn't have that. So why did the Gemara say that? Instead, the Gemara says no. You know, according to Rava, you can't use a shlokish as a approach. Says Taisus Zaraya that just because somebody holds a zayim is a knas, that doesn't mean that they hold loikum mishalim. You can hold a zayim is a knas, and say any loikum mishalim. Rabbi Meir, that's only Rabbi Meir that we know about. That Rabbi Meir happens to hold that a zayim is not only that a zayim, that because a zayim is a knas, therefore we will not from a tishema not to dashing k'teir shosik. But we don't know that anybody else holds that way. Rabbi Kiva holds Eidim Zoyim as a Knas, but he still may hold the Kedir Shosa. He's such a strong drasha that it tells me that you ain't a like a Mishal. So it's a riot. The Tosfos' last two Terutzim. It's a riot. The Tosfos' last two Terutzim that even if Eidim Zoyim is a Knas, that does not commit us to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir happens to hold Eidim Zoyim as a Knas, but it doesn't go the other way around. You can hold Eidim Zoyim as a Knas and not hold like Rabbi Meir either. And if the Rabbanu can hold Eidim Zoyim as a Knas and still not hold like Rabbi Meir, and Mela Agamar is good because you're not like Mishalim even by a knas. Okay. I think we'll stop here. That was enough.